Page 20. Chapter 3. After that, natural philosophy and chemistry were my only occupation. I read the books and attended the lectures. My progress was quick, surprising the other students and my professors. After 2 years of continual study and experiment, I made improvements in some chemical instruments which brought me great respect at the university. I had by then reached a point where the University of Ingolstadt could no longer help my development. I was planning to return to Geneva when something happened which made me stay longer. My main interest was the living body. Where did life come from? It was a big mystery. I studied physiology and anatomy. I spent days and nights in tombs watching the decay of human bodies. And then, after days and nights of work, I discovered the cause of life, and more importantly, I became able to create movement in lifeless matter. I thought about how to use this amazing power, for although I could give life, the preparation of a body to receive it, with all its muscles and veins, was extremely difficult. Eventually, I decided to make my own creation. It would be 2.5 meters tall and also broad, because the small size of much of the body created difficulties. After some months of collecting and arranging my materials, I began. I was filled with enthusiasm and energy. I could break through the knowledge of life and death and bring light into our dark world. I wanted to produce a new species that would bless me as its creator. I hoped that in time I would be able to bring back life after death. I worked day and night. I grew thin and pale. I collected bones from the cemetery, and the dissecting room and slaughterhouse provided other parts I needed. I worked in a separate room at the top of the house. At times I hated what I was doing, but a wild passion made me continue. In all this time, I had no contact with my family. I never noticed the passing seasons. I kept away from fellow students. I slept badly and was often nervous and afraid, but still my purpose burned in my mind like a bright light leading me on.